Hello everyone, it's George Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm asking about Kemi Badenoch, the leader of the Conservative Unionist Party. So remember, she held that office from, I think it was the start of November last year. So she's been leader of the party for just over 100 days. So Kemi Badenoch, is she 44? So relatively youthful leader of the party, not considered too young. She's the first person of African stock to be elected leader of the Conservative Party. She's British Nigerian. She's not the first non-white person. Of course, that was Rishi Sunak. And Sunak, she's certainly not the first woman to lead the Conservative Party. Of course, it's Maggie Thatcher, Theresa May, Liz Truss, now her, is becoming routine. So is it sort of three out of the last five leaders of the party have been women? And yet, as I say, with the Labour Party, not a pink bus in sight. We're coming up to half a century since Margaret Thatcher was elected a leader of the Conservative Party, and Labour has never been led by a woman. The supposed feminist party never been led by a non-white person. But coming back to Kemi Badenoch, there are rumbles coming out against her. There is muttering in the ranks that she's unsuccessful. Now, it was a very challenging time to take over. The worst defeat in Conservative history. The worst, the absolute worst, bar none. Share the vote, 24% of the vote. A lot worse than John Major's miserable 30.7% in 1997. Number of seats, 121. Again, far worse than the result John Major chalked up in 97 with 165 members of Parliament returned. The Conservative Party, if you prefer, the Tory party's history goes back to at least 1681, the exclusion crisis. Some people even trace it back to the Cavaliers in the English Civil War almost 400 years ago. So there's a mountain to climb. And let's be frank, the Conservative Party is not going to win next time. You cannot go from a defeat on that gargantuan scale to winning just one election later. Likewise, Labour, 2019, such a heavy reverse for them. Though they were not too bad a share of the vote, was it 32% of the vote? Bad, but not as abysmal as you might think. And result number of MPs, again, it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as the Tories faced recently. And a lot of Labour people honestly didn't think they could make it in a single electoral term, but they did. That's why when the result came in, Keir Starmer's address to his party, we did it. They defied expectations. They achieved the seemingly impossible. But Kemi Badenoch, okay, so she's personable, she's serene, an effective communicator, an excellent backstory, all the rest of it, well presented, and some hard-hitting policies saying it should take 10 years to get permanent indefinite leave to remain. That is, if you're an immigrant in the United Kingdom, indefinite leave to remain means is unlimited. You can leave as in permission. Permission to stay in the United Kingdom forever to the day you die. If you're unemployed, you can still stay. If you go to jail, you can still stay, unless it's a very serious crime. So that you shouldn't get that after 5 years, get it after 10 years. And of course, the Conservative Party is at panic stations because of Reform UK. Opinion polls have shown Reform UK first. When they haven't been first, they've certainly been second. And sometimes ahead of Labour. The Conservatives are third in most opinion polls. So that is very worrying. Now, you'd expect a governing party doing badly in midterm. It's not exactly midterm. It's only sort of 7 months since the election. So, you know, Labour should be in a honeymoon, but they lost the honeymoon in 4 months. The staggering thing is how a minor party, Reform United Kingdom, with five MPs, is in the front with many opinion polls. Even the polls that showed Reform third, it was only third, just only a couple of percentage points behind the Conservative Party. So the Conservative Party is not connecting. I realise the party is a lot more than one person. But, you know, Kemi Badenoch, she is the face of the Conservative Party. Badenoch, I think it's Badenoch. You may know that there was an 11th century figure in Scots history, the Wolf of Badenoch. Perhaps she's the She-Wolf of Badenoch. Obviously, she's got, that's her married name. I can't remember what her maiden name is, but she goes by that. Anyway, so she's saying that people on benefits shouldn't be able to get this and things like that. So she's wanting to restrict immigration. She's aware that people feel there's been far too much immigration. And that's a sort of unique selling point against about Reform UK. So there are difficulties with her leadership. Membership is down. It was about 160,000 members before the elections, way lower than that. Reform UK now boasts 200,000 members, and they're making the weather. They're getting a lot of airtime. So I think that there's a ceiling on how high Reform UK will go. There's not much talk of an electoral pact with the Reform United Kingdom. I think it would be the wrong decision for the Conservative Party, but there are those who propose it. I mean, Reform UK, some people would be disgusted with it as well, because some people in Reform UK just detest the Conservative Party for all sorts of reasons. Some of them were always anti-Conservatives. And there are other things when it comes to donor meetings. They say Kemi Badenoch, that she shows up late, she goes home early, she doesn't actually ask for money, and people have got to go down, get down to the nitty-gritty and do the rather embarrassing thing of asking people to donate. And donations are really low. Some of the major benefactors of the Conservative Party are making their benefactions to Reform United Kingdom. Partly they concur with its manifesto, and the other thing is they just think it's a winner. So the Conservative Party have got to convince people that it's worth donating. Now, opposition parties, they always get less money than the governing party. But the Conservatives are expected to be in opposition for a long time, for two or three or maybe even four electoral cycles. So it's not really a worthwhile investment, not going to get much return on it if you donate. You want to donate to a party because it's implement policies that you agree with, and you can only implement those policies if you win the election. So the low poll ratings. Now, people have pointed out, look at the Social Democratic Party back in the 1980s, founded in 1981, the Limehouse Declaration, the Gang of Four, all four of them died subsequently. But anyway, they were at 50% in the opinion polls for a while. Look, they were going to actually run away with the election. In the 1983 election, they came a bit behind Labour. They got 23% of the vote and only 23 seats, whereas Labour got 27% of the vote and 209 seats, exactly half the number that Tony Blair got in 1997. So I think something like that will transpire. Of course, we can't be sure. The next election, 2028, probably, is not 1983. The situation will have changed an awful lot. So maybe she's not inspiring so much. She's not dull. She's not uptight. She's not cantankerous like Ian Duncan Smith. I think she understands her generation and so on. She's not terribly off-putting, appears to have no skeletons in her closet, is unfailingly courteous, reasonably energetic. As I say, she's a competent orator. She's not an outstanding one. Maybe not that important. Performs adequately in the House of Commons. Now, Keir Starmer, bland though he is, even he's able to manage some one-liners against her. She sometimes doesn't do her homework, gets tripped up over the Chagos Island deals, things like that. So the Conservative Party is not about to dump her because, you know, you've got to give her a chance. She's only been in, as I say, a bit over 3 months. And they might also say it wouldn't be a good look to kick out the only black leader the Conservative Party's ever had. And these ridiculous PR reasons are considered as well. Now, there would have been local elections this May, which would be a litmus test for how well the party's doing. But Angela Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister, rather undemocratically, has delayed those by a year. In exigencies such as coronavirus, that was the right decision. It was unjustifiable now. So, what next for Kemi Badenoch? I think she'll carry on to 2026. Then we shall see. But a bit like William Hague, when he was doing very badly, the big question was who else? And it was a poison chalice. Who would want to take over in this terrible time? I think she's not terribly unpopular. Remember, Hague was bitterly unpopular. So even if she does stand down as leader, or there's a motion of no confidence in her, or a motion of confidence, which she survives, she could still be gone, then I think she might limp on to the 2028 election. Of course, things turned around, a big scandal of the Labour Party. Labour could get even more unpopular. Something go wrong for Reform UK, but at the moment, Reform UK's got the momentum. Remember, there have been five motions of confidence moved in Conservative leaders ever, right? And now only one of those has succeeded against Ian Duncan Smith. But in all cases, the leader was only leader for another 2 years. So nobody's talking about a motion of confidence turn her. Remember, you need, I can't remember how many is it? Is it 15% of MPs to sign this? They're calling for a motion of confidence, send it to the chairman of the 1922 committee. He or she, I think it's he at the moment, is in charge of backbench Conservative MPs, then hold some vote. And obviously, if they vote no confidence in the leader, then she's gone. They hold a leadership election in which that leader who's been booted out is not entitled to stand. We shall see. But I think they'll give her a bit more of a chance, but they want to see some results. And it's difficult for her to deliver tangibly without local elections until May 2026. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't need to pay PayPal. GeorgeCallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.